Frank, Thursday's a game where guys are playing for their football lives. I mean, you've been through that as a player, obviously as a coach. What's your message to those guys about tempering nerves and keeping under control and playing what you want to play?
We have a lot of confidence in their approach to the last game because you train hard, you work hard, the whole offseason, the whole training camp. So you just go out there and cut it loose. You know a lot of teams are looking. It's a bittersweet time for players and coaches. You know, we all get very close. We spend 6 months grinding it out together, and the reality is after this game, some of it gets broken up. So you're excited for the season, bittersweet, but we want everyone to, we want to have a good, positive showing on Thursday.
What's the best way to describe Nick Foles' situation?
Nick's worked good this offseason, and getting ready for the season mentally, physically, in every way. I think all players kind of have bumps and bruises along the way. He's had a little bump, and I think it'll pass quickly, and we're ready for the season.
If he can't play in the preseason, what does that do for you guys in terms of preparation, and does for him in terms of
the season? Yeah, the good thing in Nick's situation is you certainly want to play every play you can, but he's proven so much in his career. He's been a winner, on this level, proven that he can win big games, do what it needs to take to win big games, so we're confident.
Talking about roster competitions yesterday, Doug mentioned tight end, which seemed interesting because you have all three tight ends back from last year. Those fourth and fifth tight ends, what are you seeing from them, Billy Brown and Anthony Denham?
Yeah, I think Billy and Adam and Anthony have all looked good. I mean, they all have kind of their unique thing and attributes, and I think it's a good opportunity. I mean, the way coach sets things up, practice up, play time up, these guys have had a lot of play time. Anthony's been hurt a little bit, but gotten a good amount of play time, and then Billy got dinged a little bit. So, but a lot of opportunities for not only that group, but for all of our groups here where you're trying to build depth and get a chance to see what they can do.
Zach lined up outside, got a matchup versus cornerback against the Dolphins. Is there more opportunities to use him in different ways this season? Do you see that happening? I know obviously it's going to depend week to week and opponent to opponent, but he seems like a guy that you can get some mismatches.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Zach, such a big catch radius, such a good route runner, instinctive route runner. There's a certain mismatch when he goes outside based on his size and his route running skill. So you explore all the options, and that's one of them.
Same question about Trey.
Yeah. I mean, same answer. I mean, they're slightly different. I'd say just for fun, it's 80 to 90%. Their traits kind of carry over, and that they're very similar in 80% of the ways. Both very athletic, both very smart, both instinctive. And then Trey runs a few routes that we think that you kind of emphasize with him. And Zach has a couple that he's maybe a little bit better at, but they both bring those to the table.
Matt, what are you looking to see from the guys beyond, Garrett, Wendell, and the schools,
Yeah, we want to keep building. Last week was a positive day in the run game, but we want to keep building off that. Aggressive, downhill, flash, break tackles, make plays, be productive, consistent. I think all those guys have been doing that, and we'll have one last opportunity. Those young guys are going to have one last opportunity to do that.
Is it guard only? Barbary could play the guard, who could also play tackle, play center and guard. So ideally, as a backup, you prefer to have a guy with some versatility. What is the argument for keeping a guy on the roster who only plays guard as a reserve?
Well, I think that just speaks to how confident we feel in Chance. That if you're a one-position player, you can play both sides. So you can't discount that because not everybody can do that well. I mean, everybody can do it, but not everybody can do it well. Chance has shown that he can play both sides well. A lot of guys might favor one side a little bit over the other, but and so because he's in that regard just playing guard, it just goes to show how well I think he's been playing. And we have other players, you got a guy like Wiz who's got all kinds of versatility and so on and so forth.
Frank, the first team offense hasn't gotten a ton of reps in the preseason. Are you comfortable with where they're at heading into week one? Obviously, they're not going to play all that much.
Yeah, I think to use the phrase to do the, if you do the math, total number of plays for a preseason game, slightly down, but when you factor in the 2 days of work versus Miami, I think it more than balances it out. I can't say enough how important that work was for us. I'm really glad Coach set that up. I thought that was very valuable. It was in hot, humid weather those 2 days that we worked. I think the first team guys got 50 plays one day, 40 plays the next day. And it, although it's not live, it was, you know, obviously aggressive and good. And so I think that puts us even ahead of where we want to be, getting a chance to practice against that team. I feel even more confident.
Who's standing out to you as far as down the depth chart wide receivers?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, one day, one guy, this is without a doubt the best group that I've been around for a while. I mean, from top to bottom. I mean, just very competitive. I mean, they've all flashed. They all deserve to be here. I believe some of these guys, for a couple guys who might not be here, I think they're going to end up someplace else. That's how confident we feel in this group. So I think all in all, we're just very happy with the progress they've made and the chemistry in that room and the production that they've had in practice and in games.
With that said, how tight is that competition for the last one or two receiver spots, and how much will this game impact that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tight. I mean, it's very tight. It's always tight. And when it comes down to those last roster spots, Coach always emphasizes that it's not only what they do as receiver, that it's what they do in special teams and how you can contribute and position versatility, special teams. All those things factor in the roster, as we all know, is a very complicated, lots of moving parts. You don't make up your mind. You know, you set the table, but you don't really start digging in until you have to. You know, you got to have the patience to wait it out and see how everything plays out.
Did you notice after the trade with Buffalo, when Jordan left, that some of the younger guys kind of sensed that there's more of an opportunity now?
Maybe so. I mean, certainly found a lot of energy in front of that room, but it's such a positive room anyway. But obviously Jordan leaving is certainly, if I'm in that room and I'm one of those players, yeah, you have to believe that. And I think those guys attack practice with a lot of juice every day, but I have no doubt that's going through their minds.
What kind of summer has Isaac had?
Really good. Really, I think Isaac has done very well. I thought his game against, you know, Buffalo was a high point for him. I think he's played well throughout the preseason. I think he graded out, for me, the way I looked at it, probably his highest against Buffalo, but has been consistent the whole time, and we just have a lot of confidence in him. Another guy who has continued to grow and develop.
Did your level of concern or urgency with getting Nick back affected by the fact that Nick Carson's been so steady and hasn't had too many bumps and bruises, unlike like the last preseason, and the fact that he's just looked like so ready?
Well, yeah, I think there's no doubt what you're saying is true as far as Carson is concerned. And as far as Nick is concerned, we just have confidence in the process and the people here that are, you know what's going on with him and his evaluation and how he communicates to our medical staff and to Coach and to us about how he's feeling. I just think, and then with his years of experience, I think all those things factor into the degree of confidence we have going into the season.
Take two more.
How is Big B handling that swing tackle role?
Big B's handling the swing tackle role very well. I think, you know, you hate to, I don't like to single guys out because I think that room is, we love these guys. I mean, our offensive line is a real strong point, and V is certainly, I think he's a different player than he was last year. I think everybody is, but I just think he's made a lot of progress. I think V's made a lot of progress. I think he's playing more aggressive. You know, when he came out of college and the system that he played at, it was kind of a pass only, 2-point stance only. I think he's shown a lot of physicality, more consistency. I think he's shown mental toughness, and he shows the versatility that he can play both sides. And that's very, very good for us.
And the three penalties in four plays the other night, Bobby?
Yeah, but, one of those really wasn't on him, to be honest with you, without going into all the detail. I mean, it wasn't on him. The illegal procedure, something else funky happened that doesn't matter, but really not on him. So, you don't like the penalties, but just looking at that, really a real small blip on the radar screen. Thank you.
Thanks, man.